Homajnanatimadannasyajnananjanashalakaya chakshurunmuditam dhena tasmai shri gurave namah.
So for tonight's meeting, which is a very special meeting, I first offer my respectful obeisances on behalf of everyone here to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, under whose shelter we're carrying on the Sankirtan mission to the best of our ability in the way that He gave it to us, and very specifically the mission of book distribution, which was His heart and soul. Prabhupada's spiritual master liked book distribution very much. In fact, he put the printing press on the altar. It's right next to the deities. It's part of the deity display, because he considered that the printing press and the distribution of knowledge to people in general was a part of the Rag Marg, the spontaneous devotional service. And by serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way of utilizing technology in order to reach the masses of people and to change society by giving them a Krishna conscious literature, was a very high kind of practice of Krishna consciousness. And today, more than ever, we have available to us all the technologies to print books quickly and get them out. What to speak of shipping, which is a big problem, had been in previous ages. And now we can do things very rapidly. What's more, we have team members who have professional backgrounds and are in the midst of their professions, who have the wherewithal to come together as a very efficient team to incrementally improve and increase the Sankirtan. So there's a few aspects of growing the party that I'd like to speak about. One is one is motivation for doing this project together. And if you think about the word motivation, first you have to have a motive. Motive's very important. In fact, in law, when somebody's being tried for a crime, they want to know what the motive was. And if their motive was very intentional, then the penalty is more severe. In a similar way, when one's motive is very pointed in serving Krishna, then one's service is considered to be more effective and higher as well. And when one has a motive, as Prabhupada did, to expand the Krishna conscious movement all over the world, that very intensified desire within the heart comes out, and it came out in his dealings with other people and in the way that Krishna arranged the environment for him in various ways. He was patient at the same time, and he remained enthusiastic and motivated constantly, because he knew that he couldn't fail in one sense, because just the activity itself, just trying to do it, no matter how much we advance apparently towards our goals externally, the very fact that we put our heart and soul into it is a connection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Srila Prabhupada, with the great Acharyas, and so forth. So motivation is something also that grows from our own cultivation of what the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are. When we have a clear idea about how Srila Vyasadeva had a plan to bring these literatures into the public eye, and that plan was to give people an opportunity to re-spiritualize their lives and to re-spiritualize society, then we also feel more motivated to distribute this. If one doesn't read the Bhagavad Gita or feel inspired by reading the words of Krishna and feel a communion with him through reading, then we may not be as inspired to give it to other people. If it's not changing our lives and so forth, we may think, well, maybe it's a disturbance to other people. Maybe they're doing things more important. Maybe I'll sell something else. This has happened in the history of ISKCON. Rather than trying to sell the Bhagavad Gita, people have sold other kinds of things that would make money. But we're not interested in making money. Money comes automatically when one does the right thing. Because Lakshmi follows Narayan, Prabhupada taught us. And if you worship Narayan properly, Lakshmi will automatically be there. And the highest way to worship Lord Narayan is mentioned by Lord Shiva in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, it's Shukadev Goswami speaking the verse, but he's telling about the mood of Lord Shiva, where he says, Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana parama araranam taddi purusha sakilabana. That is the highest method of worshipping Krishna, who is the super soul within everyone's heart, is to take some trouble in one's own life, some tapasya, in order to benedict people in the world who are suffering because of being in ignorance. So those who have the medicine to cure a disease are duty-bound to distribute it. And if we're feeling inspired by the practice of Krishna consciousness and also by the urgency of this mission to get these literatures out and realize that we're representatives of Srila Vyasadeva and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that motivation can carry us to momentum where we can make a huge difference in the world. The team that's forming here now is very significant. The fact that you've all taken this up as your focused service is a boon for the whole world. And already you've made huge strides towards making this into a full-blown program around the world. Wherever I go, I'm able to mention that not only do we have it in certain places in America and California, but London is taking off in a big way. And it shows that this movement, especially Gomatsya and the upcoming Bhadra, are really taking hold in significant ways. And I dare say that you have potential here to make this into something really huge. There will be a shot heard around the world, the kinds of facility that you have here in your own talent pool and also in the kinds of people that are ready to take Bhagavatams here in the London area and all over the UK. This will spread in a big way. Cooperation is also very important. Taking the time to agree on the purposes for which we're working and seeing that cooperation is more important than other kinds of progress. We may move forward, but if it's at the expense of cooperation or a mood of respect and moving together, it's a sacrifice to cooperate. But it's more important than just somebody else has a better idea and then leaving others behind. To the best of our ability, when we cooperate to the best of our ability, it pleases Krishna. This is evidenced in the Srimad Bhagavatam by the Prachetas, who very much pleased the Lord because they work together. This is a point that's made in the Bhagavatam, and it's a point Prabhupada makes again and again. He says practically cooperation is synonymous with bhakti. So it's not just that we make advancement in something, but the mood is also important. Cooperation for the sake of the team, all for one and one for all. And purity is the force for this process. When we keep the standards that are set for us by our acharya and we are sincere about the practice, then we'll have the power to be able to spread the holy name. Only one who's in power can do this. And it requires taking the time to diligently do one sadhana every day, not cutting corners, and seeing that the greatest gift in life is to have the glance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sees that we're sincerely trying, to do our own sadhana, and that we're also trying to spread his movement around the world. This is the greatest benediction in life. There is no other wealth equal to this. So chanting really good rounds and taking time to make sure that you're systematically going through Srila Prabhupada's books, both memorizing the important verses and also reading in general, so you know what's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. You have a clear understanding of the landscape of all of these books. This is very extremely edifying and gives one the foundation through which one can advance to the higher stages of devotional service, become leaders, gurus, who will help other people in significant ways in the world. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked us to do. And fulfilling that order and what it makes of us to do that is the goal of life. As far as the vision for Gomatsya, Srila Prabhupada painstakingly wrote the Bhagavatam, brought it to America himself, and then around the world. And for many, many years, Srimad Bhagavatam has not been on the top seller list in our movement. And for some years, people thought it was not possible to sell Bhagavatams. They just sell them incidentally. There have been several attempts to systematically sell Bhagavatams, but Prabhupada wanted it. In fact, he mentioned that we should study the people who sell the Encyclopedia Britannica and find out how they're doing it. He wanted the systematic sale of full sets of books. And nothing is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. So the time has come when we have a configuration in the world where we're able to move not just hundreds but thousands and then tens of thousands of sets of Bhagavatams. And not only that, develop support systems around that so people can read it. Nothing would make Srila Vyasadeva happier. What to speak of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what to speak of Srila Prabhupada. So make no mistake about it, dedicating our lives to the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam is unparalleled. There is no better thing that you can do in this world. And my vision is that from the various power centers around the world where devotees have come together as a team to dedicate their lives to the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should cooperate amongst ourselves to share best practices. So in lockstep, we can develop a network around the world that will ensure a pipeline that is bringing the Bhagavatam to all the people of the world in all different languages. And that we build this in such a way that it is on a level of the great companies of the world who have painstakingly created pipelines in order to move far inferior products, insignificant products that people don't really need and don't really help them. Nonetheless, the infrastructure's there. Let us build the same kind of infrastructure for the Srimad Bhagavatam and popularize it all over the world. People don't know what it is. They don't even know how to approach it. So we have a lot of work to do, but in doing that work, we'll receive the full blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of Srila Prabhupada, of all the acharyas. And getting our hands on those boxes, on the books themselves, typing the keys that set out outlines to organize teams to spread this all over the world will put us in direct touch with the divine energy, and our lives will be transformed in amazing ways. So you've made great progress here already with forming a team. You're already on course as selling multiple sets of Bhagavatams every month, 10. That's huge. And if you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? Mm-hmm. So we should dream big and think Bhagavatam. When I, in the heyday of book distribution in the 1970s, it really took off in 1973. That's right around the time I joined. There was a growing energy that we were just devotees were just figuring out how to sell books. And it was so exciting. The mass distribution, it picked up. Tens of millions of books were distributed. In Atlanta, Georgia, where I was stationed once, because we had a big airport there, it was the first or second largest airport in America at the time. And above the book room at the Atlanta Temple, there was a big sign. It said, "Eat book, sleep book." And that was the culture that Prabhupada instilled in us. So if we can revive that feeling, that culture, that will inspire many other people who they're interested in Krishna consciousness, but they want something and they need something to do, and not just complacent or just satisfied with their own sadhana, but they have a burning desire to see that something big happens in the world to popularize Krishna consciousness. And there is no a better literature. You can ask anyone. Ask Lord Chaitanya, he'll tell you. There's no better literature in the world than Srimad Bhagavatam. Ask Srila Prabhupada, he sacrificed his life to bring it to America. Ask Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Bhaktivinoda Thakur, any of the great acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they'll all tell you the same thing. You're working for Bhagavatam. You're working at the topmost level of spiritual life. So there are many companies around the world that are producing all these products. Let's put our life and soul into the Bhagavatam and see what we can do in this short lifetime to make it to make it popular, to make it known all over the world. Along with vision, there's also logistics, and this is where it's exciting, because Hare Krishna, there's a way to always make incremental improvements. Our motto at ISV has always been, for many, many years, always better service. Actually, I saw it on the back of a truck when I was driving to the temple one morning about 15 years ago. I said, that should be our motto. And the idea behind it is that whatever we do, we should look back and make a list of all the ways in which we can make improvements. And in any company or in any team, when devotees are making improvements regularly, systematically, filling in the gaps, then there's a spirit that grows in the team that we want to do more than we're asked to do. On teams or in corporations where things stay about the same gaps remain month after month, year after year, then people do just what they have to do to get by. And on teams when things are getting worse, the gaps are growing and people aren't showing up for their assignments and things like that, then people generally quit or they go some other direction. So in order to build momentum and increase the team, both in efficiency and in membership, we have to constantly improve. Even if they're small improvements, but they have to be systematic and regular. To come to the highest standard, and we should think from good to great. We should be thinking how to make this a great team and an effort that will catch on all over the world. So logistics is something that needs to be talked about regularly, so we can identify the gaps and we can fill them in. And it's the tiny little improvements they're hard fought battles, each one of them, to get these improvements. Nothing comes easily, but if we attend to those kinds of things on a regular basis, then at certain intervals we'll find quantum leaps in our progress. Opportunities will come to us that we never saw before because we're prepared. As Louis Pasteur once said, great discoveries come only unto the prepared mind. And if we're always preparing ourselves for success and for improvement, then we'll be able to see the things when they come along. So those are just a few opening remarks that I had in mind. And now I'll turn it over to Devesh.
There will be a lot of discussion on the human being.
I'm
just wondering, passing over the mic.
Yes, I could pass over the mic. I think it's nice to record it.
Okay.
If it's worth speaking, it's worth recording. Unless it's something you don't want people to know. But I think this is.
Goes on the tip, falls off regularly, but
okay. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, for giving us a good start for this meeting today. I just wanted to share a bit of a background with you, with the team here. We also have Guru Shakti Mataji, who's expressed interest in not only helping us heading the monthly Sankirtan festival, but she said she wants to help in Gomatsya as well.
Fantastic.
So one of the key elements for Gomatsya to exist so far, although Harikirtan Prabhu is trying to move the supermarkets ahead, Keshav Gokulanan Prabhu and Kalavati Mataji is trying to move the door-to-door ahead. Vrindavan Chand Prabhu is also trying to help us in various aspects, but particularly in Gomatsya. Everybody has been working jointly in trying to support these projects together. And now we have come to the stage where we feel we have we have materials, certain resources to look to expand on those projects. But particularly talking about Gomatsya, we started this in July last year, which is going to be nearly a year when you had arrived, and we talked about some of the good practices which ISV is doing. And I approached Harikirtan Prabhu, who was immediately up for it. I then approached Keshav Gokulanan Prabhu, who said, yes, I would like to really help. Then came along Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, who was just around the Janmasmi time, came to me and saying that, Are you the one who's looking at this Gomatsya? I said, yeah, I'm trying to, but I need help. So Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, if I can help, and you know, he came over. So I just want to take the opportunity to say that whatever we have done so far today, in a small, insignificant way, it's been due to the help of each of these members, and they all have played a significant role in moving Gomatsya forward. And till date, like Vrindavan Chand Prabhu shared in the meeting at the seminar, that we have been able to distribute about 155-160 Bhagavatam sets. We've definitely gone over our target, but for this year, we are pushing towards it, and as the Bhadra comes, as the marathon comes, we want to be ready for it. So Vrindavan Chand Prabhu has taken a lead now on Gomatsya, and we all feel that he's the right person to head it. He has a very clarity in what he wants to help us and what he wants to do, and a good understanding of the project. He's been working on the website, so shortly I'll be handing it over to him if he has any questions, and also to give a little bit of an overview where we stand in the website, because the website is an international project which is for everybody. And Vrindavan Chand Prabhu is trying to close on that and get the website ready in a few weeks' time. We also have Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu, who is the godbrother of Keshav Gokulanan Prabhu, a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. And he's shown some keen interest to head this in Reading and Bracknell area where he stays, where we are going tomorrow night for a program. So he's very keen to help on this project as well. So all in all, Maharaj, Now I want some more guidance and help how we can make the Bhadra Purnima, which is on 24th of September here in UK, and as you say, the verse is there in front of us, 12, 13, 13, that and we really want to try and leverage on this evidence which is directly coming from Srimad Bhagavatam. And I wanted to share a small example. Guru Maharaj had a meeting at home, senior devotee had come, Radha Damodar Prabhu, who was meeting with Maharaj to do with a project. And he was walking out, and he just started talking to me, where are you going? So I said, we're going for Gomatsya meeting. He said, I've heard of the project, tell me more about it. So I said, now we are in the stage where we are trying to push Bhadra campaign. And I took the flyer and gave it to him. And he had a very short time. He looked at the flyer, he gave the flyer back to me saying, can you please reserve one set to me for the Bhagavatam? Because, you know, just by looking at that, what the verse is, he said, I'm getting married next week, I'm moving into a new home, there cannot be a better opportunity than this. So although it is a small opportunity, but I see it as a huge thing as we move forward, and as Guru Maharaj has said, that this is definitely going to evolve. So I wanted to invite all of you now to try and share certain comments, your realizations, if any, and also any questions, how we can evolve this project further. We also have Amrit Anand Prabhu, who is helping us on this project. So I want to hand it over to Vrindavan Chand Prabhu to start with, and he can
speak, Maharaj.
So
Vrindavan,
okay. So which aspect you like to start with?
Just maybe you start with the website, the website. Since it's fresh in your mind, and share it with where it is with everybody. And also any questions in your mind, because you'll be the one, and we'll all be working with you on this project. So if you have anything, then please feel free to talk to all of us.
Yes. So the website, we see this as a very important aspect of developing the strategy. The realization I've come to is we're a small team at the moment, but we can't remain a small team. The project will really grow by getting more people involved. So the website, we've been thinking of it from two angles. One is to promote the Gomatsya project so we can get more people involved as distributors and organizers. And the second aspect is also using the platform to get people from any part of the world or the country who maybe not so much contact with devotees to buy the Bhagavatam set online. And thirdly is to promote the Bhadra campaign. Now, I have to admit we've been very slow in sorting it out, the website. Maybe part of the reason is because we wanted to get it right the first time rather than just jumping in and doing something and then trying to change it. So we've consulted with the teams from overseas, Canada and the US. Largely they've come back to us with the feedback. They have confidence in whatever we're doing, so we've got a lead on it. So that's where we've landed up. And then secondly, we've had this devotee, what's his name?
Avinara,
yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's an expert in social media. And he's given us some feedback. So today I had a talk with the developer, and I said to him, it's really important that we have, really move forward now, and no more, strategizing. And to make it easier, I said, instead of developing all of the pages, just focus on the home page. What we want to see is the home page as the color schemes that we desire, we've been advised on. Secondly, the home page should focus on this one point. It's very appealing, it's very personal, and thirdly, we have the Bhadra message also. So he's given us, he said within 2 or 3 days he'll come back with the full design of the home page. He needs about 3 weeks once we finalize the design to do the coding. So, ideally we should set ourselves a target that not more than 4 weeks we should try to have the website up and running. I apologize, Maharaj, it's been much more delayed than we anticipated due to many reasons. But after today's conversations, hopefully we'll move forward more concretely. So that's about the website. In terms of the Gomatsya project, again, I'm off the convinced that we have to get more devotees to become part of the team.
Sure.
We've enrolled a number of advocates, but from my recollection, although we've got one or two referrals from the advocates, we've not actually worked, to our strategy. We make people feel like they're distributors. We get them really committed and convinced to want to introduce us to three people, and more importantly, through that whole process, people become so inspired that they want to become organizers. And we have to move quickly as possible, where we can inspire people to become distributors and organizers, because we're limited, even for the strategies we're employing at the moment, it's limited. Especially most of us are grihasthas and we work But more, less from more, again from Bhagavatam, you know, that's where I think we will really succeed. So Maharaj, if you can, in connection with that strategy, many devotees, it's probably mainly devotees will become distributors and organizers. And, you know, their intelligence is many branched because they're involved in many projects at the moment. And how to inspire them? How can we move forward, getting more devotees to become from advocates to distributors to organizers? And maybe some experience you got from around the world. I'm still grappling with how we move forward on that, with that strategy at the moment.
Thank you for that summary. It's obvious that the leadership is in good hands. And I agree with you, we have to get more people. That's the idea behind it, is to go deeper. And we can brainstorm that for a few minutes now, if it's appropriate. Sure. I just had a few thoughts, just about general principles. One is that the more that we show people in general, both devotees and people that we're meeting who are taking the books, what's in it for them, we enumerate the benefits that you get from doing this and emphasize those, make them very graphic and clear. I think the social media expert was talking to you about how when people look at our product, they have to see themselves and what they're getting out of it. How's it going to make their life better? How's it going to take away any of the pain they have in their life right now? Because those are the two things, and not in that order, that people are interested in. And another basic principle is education. And that is that when there are small meetings that people can attend to with others who are vitally engaged in doing this kind of service, like this kind of size, or, you know, people's homes, home-to-home kind of thing, then people can kind of get socialized into the group, feel a part of it. And I've seen this before with other kinds of marketing, where there's when people start to feel part of a group and start to adopt the same values by association and also by systematic education. I see quite frequently with book distribution, when people see actually how to do something, that there are some basic steps, like I was pointing out the other day at the seminar that we had for book distribution. Here's the four laws, here's actually how you sell a book and things like that. Yes, when it's codified and people get a clear idea of what to do, and here are the basic steps, and it's sort of packaged in a way that they can take it with them, then there's a tendency more for them to do it. The confused mind has a tendency to say no or not to do something, to hesitate. So having a regular way in which we invite people into a short but a very effective educational program where they can see, here are the basic steps, here's how you do it, so they have a clear idea of what's expected of them at different levels. And also making them fun. People like to get together with other people for social reasons, and a lot of people will join a marketing campaign just because they don't have anything else to do. And they're looking for kind of a community. And if you create that sense of community within Gomatsya, where people feel happy to come and be part of something, and they also can socialize at the same time. Some of the big organizations in the world I've seen, I mean, I hate to mention names and things like, but Art of Living, which is really big, a lot of people socialize there. They're business people. It's almost, to some people, it's almost like a Rotary opportunity where they're coming and being part of something. But it's a human need. People need to have society. And if we create that in various cells where people can come and feel part of something, it's very helpful. Also, levels of recognition that are very clearly demonstrated. Like in many organizations that have been very successful, one I've looked at very carefully is Weight Watchers. They have a way of measuring people's success and rewarding them at every step. The rewards aren't monetary or they're not huge. They're just recognition. They get little stickers and buttons that says you made it to this level and that level, and it's measured like that. The Advocates Day or dinner that you had, is that what it was called?
Yes, Bob.
I think is a really, I was really happy to hear that. I think that's that kind of thing, a social event where there's prasadam and there's some recognition and there's a chance to get to know other people, plus adding in the codified information about, like, here's how you do this, and everybody has, here's the three steps, you know, to make this successful. Here's all you have to do, 1, 2, 3, that kind of thing. Those are a few elements that I have seen work in marketing and other places with other companies. And even with Shastradana, when, what's his sannyasi name now, Mahatapha? In any case, when he was a brahmachari, Mahatapha Prabhu started the Shastradana program, and one of the great successes was that he had regular dinners for all the donors. He would bring them over and get people together at somebody's house, and they would feel part of something. So those are the thoughts that I had right off the top of my head when, you know, you mentioned, like, we need more people. People want fun, and they want society, and they also want to know exactly what to do. And when they're clear about that, then they'll do it.
So any thoughts from anybody in terms of how we can engage
the current advocates who've been enrolled? One of the things I always believe is that if we like, for example, if we start with one person at a time, so now we have Bhaktavatsal Prabhu who wants to do in Reading. Obviously, we can start with the focus. He has a couple of people who likes to go on book distribution in Reading. So we can help you supply with all the collateral and all the information. And when we come for the tomorrow's program, Maharaj will mention about the project and request Reading Yatra to come forward and start the project. So that'll help. But I think more importantly, maybe if we talk to one devotee at a time in a small gathering, bring them and tell them, you know, what are we doing? And that could be just, say, if we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of us in this room. So if we were to just go and speak to one devotee and tell them what the project is all about, Gomatsya, and then then come for a meeting like how we have come here, and then decide to just educate them. And I think this could be a great way, not just with Gomatsya, with any other project we are doing. So, because of course the Bhadra is coming and it is there, I believe, and that is doable. I'm sure if you think of one person, like for example, I'm already thinking of a person who attended a house program yesterday, which Maharaj gave, and he was so inspired, he sent me a text saying that, you know, and he wasn't even there, it was his wife who attended the program. He said that, I can't wait, you know, it's so exciting and I've got the book. So I can see there is a potential. So like that, if we can look at some individuals around our family, devotee family, and then bring one and arrange for a meeting to come together. And I think that would be a sustainable way, because then we will be able to explain those 8-9 devotees together and how they can get involved and have a clarity as to what we are trying to. So that's my suggestion. I'd like to welcome any other suggestions from anybody who would like to share. Yes, Krishna.
First, I'd like to thank His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu and Nirkula Mataji to honor us and come at our place for this program. So thank you very much, Maharaj. Regarding this Gomatsya project, so it was initially Davesh Prabhu, under your inspiration, he started this project. And then as you were speaking about it, then I felt that this is something that I could kind of try and help with. But then through his help, and guidance and his encouragement, motivation, the team is going stronger and stronger. Just one thing I'd like to bring is, when I was reading your book, A Family Business, on selling Srila Prabhupada's books, I read the talk that you gave in Dallas, Texas, and a lot of points I picked up from there, especially when you mentioned about the 9 grahas, and there's a 10th graha, Goloka Vrindavan. And when you speak to Indian communities, this is what I noticed when you're trying to promote Srimad Bhagavatam, when you speak to Indian communities, a lot of them do, they are influenced by the planetary influence and the grahas. So when you talk to them about the 10th graha, that there's another graha that you don't know about, and straight away, you know, they feel very intrigued, and they take it to their heart. So that is something that's very nice, just by reading the talk that you gave in Dallas, Texas. A lot of points that I use to actually promote Srimad Bhagavatam, now seeing that it works, and people tend to want to bring Srimad Bhagavatam home, because especially within the Indian community. So thank you very much for that book.
Thanks for reading the book.
Yeah.
You know, I was just a quick comment about, you know, I'm just picturing like a little booklet or something like that, or a series of booklets that sort of target the kinds of people that would take to Gomatsya, like the 10th graha, or a little video called the 10th graha, you know, where we play out that scenario of how your life has changed.
One of the advocate days
So, you know, one thing I'm taking away, a principle I'm taking away from what you're saying, is find the targeted messages that really resonate with the kinds of people that we're trying to reach with this, and, you know, turn them into, you know, mantras that really catch on, like the 10th graha. That kind of thing, and you know, that story. There's an old saying that facts tell, but stories sell. It always escalates. Facts tell, but stories sell. And if we have our stories together, you know, we're telling story after story after story of like this is the story of the Gomatsya. Or the 10th graha, you know, that kind of thing is really effective, storytelling.
And also speaking about getting more people involved, so when we had a disciples meeting a few months ago, and that's when I spoke to my godbrother and godsister that we've got this Gomatsya project and also the monthly Sankirtan going ahead. And then Bhaktavatsalya Prabhu, he's already trying to do a lot of distribution in the Bracknell Reading area himself. So he felt very inspired, and straight away he said, yes, this is something I'd be interested in. So as all of us are discussing, if you go and speak to one person, then I'm sure anybody who's inspired to do this service will readily come forward, because we've already got a structure in place, and we've got a lot of promotional materials. We've got a lot of material that is readily just there for us to just tap into and start using. So, yeah, I feel that it will work in terms of, as you are explaining, if we get small gatherings and slowly kind of bring people in with small house programs, then definitely it will. So I'd like to thank Bhaktavatsalya Prabhu for actually coming forward and helping us grow for the team.
It's all your inspiration. I read half of the book, and I feel very good, and each and every page has so many nice points to take. Each and every page has so many points to take and get inspiration and to do more service for Srila Prabhupada mission. And I also would like to add that when we are having Saturday next, so are we, means I never attended that because we are doing on Saturday in reading, so I could not attend that. So are we promoting this as well every time?
On Saturday, we'll be going for a monthly Sankirtan festival.
Just put it down right
here. Sure, Maharaj.
By the mouth may be too loud.
So on Saturday, we are going to be going out on book distribution with His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. we need to plan, because Bhagavatam, if we were to plan Bhagavatam, it would be a strategic one, but we will carry the set as we do a lot of time, and there are times when we have gone out for our MSF in the street and we have distributed a Bhagavatam set because a devotee walked in who never had a Bhagavatam set there. So we'll always carry that, and we will carry our presentation. So when we knock on the door, and if there is a Indian family, I think that's our strategy moving forward with kids door to door and, you know, going Mataji's. I think we should always have Bhagavatam thing. So we will have that day. We'll cover that, Prabhu. But we will also do other books as well, so which is part of our monthly Sankirtan festival anyway.
I want to say that whoever is attending that program, are we telling them also first to take and part of the project, whoever is distributing
okay.
the books?
Okay. So what the plan for that day is... I believe we should do a little presentation, because we will have about 1.5 hour, out of which I'll be requesting His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu to speak for 45 minutes. And 15 minutes, I will again want to make announcements of the projects which are happening. We will have our banner for the Sankirtan, because having been for many programs, we would have created a lot of awareness of the projects. And there will be devotees coming in the MSF who want to come, and I've already had few responses that I'm looking forward to come. So we will take 5 to 10 minutes to telling them about the project and what's happening, and particularly that day we would ask them to go and see you, and we will take their name and the contact details, and then we can arrange for these small meetings after that. So we'll utilize that. Thank you for that suggestion. I'll make a note of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for any suggestion. Guru Shakti Mataji. Yes.
So I think we briefly touched. Sure. We briefly discussed that maybe we could do little presentations for groups. Like, for example, there's many sanghas that happen all over London every month. So maybe a group could get together, all the leaders, and do a presentation in each of those sanghas to show the different ways in which we can distribute books as grihasthas, such as attending the MSF or going door-to-door in the evenings, gomatsya. And that way it's very personal, and most of these sanghas do have guest speakers that come to inspire them. And there's also many other groups, such as Gurukulis. They have their own WhatsApp group and they organise their own little evening programmes. There's Empower for Girls, they've got their programme. So, and then I think BMF have their own contacts as well. So if we could kind of explain it in a presentation format to inspire devotees to become involved in that way, I think that may also bring in some people, some devotees to join.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, I especially like the way you talked about packaging together the various ways in which grihasthas can get involved with the book distribution. And if they have, like, a lot of companies that do this kind of marketing, they sort of have what they call a starter kit. And, you know, it's a kit that's put together that gives people the information about each one of the techniques that they're trying to do, or would like to do, and then also has a list of resources. Everything's lined up in one kit. Could be like, a lot of the stuff on the website, but also if there's some hard copy that, you know, that gets left on the kitchen table and, you know, people can look at it and go through it and things like that, that would be really helpful too. And I liked your idea of a personal approach, going around to the various groups, as people there can add this book distribution to whatever they're doing also and bring it to a new level. It's really good. It would perhaps require making an inventory of what are all the groups that are out there, you know, that we could present to, right?
I can help with that.
That would be really nice.
Something came in from Vinod Mundry.
Oh, Vinod Mundry, yes.
Yeah. Can I
yes, please.
Sure.
She said, Gomatsya can be promoted to temples outside of London area with a YouTube channel and other promotional videos and leaflets to other temple leaders, Cardiff, Manchester, Coventry, Birmingham. I think even literature in Harinam and book distribution tables. I did a Bhagavatam set purely on Harinam, and he wants to be a part of the Bhadra campaign now.
Nice. So the essential idea then?
Yes.
You can address that.
So thank you so much, Mataji, for your wonderful comment. Just to share with you that it is part of our goal this year to have enrolled 5 organizers across UK. We are just on the verge of starting one in Reading. We are going to Leicester on Sunday, and as part of the program, we will be talking about launch of Gomatsya and Bhadra in Leicester. So I'm praying to Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada and to my Guru Maharaj that will be the third one where we can look at. And definitely after that, Manchester has expressed interest that they want to start. We have other temples. South London, we are doing a presentation where Vrindavan Chand Prabhu is planning to go, and that is going to be purely on Gomatsya, inviting the congregation to start the project. So this is very much on the radar, but I really liked some of other suggestions when you talked about, you know, the putting the table at the temple. So we do that at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And these are some of the things which we already do as best practices, which we are going to share with the other temples as we go around doing the presentations. So that is very much on the plan to do that. Does anybody has, Vrindarika, do you have any suggestions or points you want to make?
I was just thinking that, you know, if we can do more of door-to-door distribution of Bhagavatam, then we still have some hesitations. Although we did, get some success during last marathon, we just tried one day like to dedicate 2 hours to the distribution of Bhagavatam, and we could do one set, so which is very positive that it does work. We were really, that was the thought in our mind, that will it actually work for us? We know that US is doing great, but it did work. But we haven't made that effort to organize and go again. Because the whole thing, the troop movement and then organizing the teams just to do Bhagavatam. So we need some more ideas how to do that in terms of, do we do other books and Bhagavatam at the same time, or we go just to do Bhagavatam? So things like that, Maharaj.
I can answer a few of those things. Thank you, Maharaj.
Regarding door-to-door Bhagavatam distribution, it's a separate program from doing Gitas or any other book. We keep those out of sight. And we approach with a sample Bhagavatam at the door. For instance, we'll have a 7th canto out to show the people. And then the box is nearby. And when we find somebody that's willing to invite us in and discuss it, there's a natural progression that the devotees take on in introducing the set of Bhagavatams. And it also includes a flip chart for the kids. You have that? So just to answer one of your questions, it's a very specific kind of distribution. The devotees who go out regularly for set distribution only do that, they only focus on that. And they expect to take at least an hour in each home that they go to.
That's right.
And it culminates in an installation of the Bhagavatam and also enrolling the people in Gomatsya. We had talked in the car the other day about the importance of getting tutelage on the selling sets door-to-door, and I think it would be a really good investment to fly over a couple of the ace Bhagavatam distributors. Most notable are Malini and SKP. They've gone other places. They went to Toronto and they changed the culture there. And you know, once the devotees saw them go door to door, then everyone else felt calm. Oh, we see how to do this now. You just have to see it a few times to be able to take it up. And that's something that Prabhupada very much favored. He always used to say that, send out your best people to train the others. In fact, he started a whole party in the early days just to go around and train other devotees how to distribute books, and he wanted that to spread. And one of the ways that book distribution actually spread around the world was some of the best distributors came from San Francisco to London and Australia and different places around the world. And then soon afterwards, when people saw how to do it, it took off. And here in this yatra, you have so much facility for selling sets door to door. You just have to see how to do it, and it'll take off like a rocket.
But it's just a question.
Yeah.
So is there any chance that somebody could record them going out and doing is there any chance that somebody could record them and do a video recording of them to send initially before they come?
That's right. We'll share that video.
Okay, sure.
But I think more precisely what she's saying is actually doing the going through. For that, I think a lot of times the concern would be to have, how do we get an agreement from the party who's about to take the set, I suppose. that would be a challenge.
A hidden camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did the best we could with that video. I don't think we got... You know, people do get a little bit nervous when they're holding this thing down.
I liked your suggestion where you said initially that, you know, making people part of the project and empowering them. So while I was hearing that, I was thinking how few years ago we started Bhakti Vriksha, and just by, we were all new to that Bhakti Vriksha program, but suddenly because, you know, we all felt inspired and we felt all part of it, in a very short time we started 7 or 8 groups in this area, and every group had at least 10-15 people coming. So I think it is right motivation, and you know, if people feel part of it and if they all can evolve, then I think in the similar principle probably, you know, that can work, you know, wonders. Yeah.
Also, as part of the Bhakti Vriksha, we used to organize these every 3 months events that we'd hire a venue, and then we'd organize a sort of like kirtan drama and invite new audiences, and that's how we started to explode. So I think, as we are suggesting, maybe it's something with the Gomatsya project as well, that we could organize something like that. So
yeah, if those parties become well known for their excellent prasadam and you know that it's fun, the word gets out, people will come.
Okay. So I think everybody's spoken. Mataji, do you have any comments you would like to make? And before I ask, okay, all right. So I'll ask you, Guru Maharaj, to make some.
Tomorrow, it doesn't need recording. Okay. Tomorrow when
Maharaj comes, okay.
We have 3 radiyatras, reading, new body, and
One of the great social activists in America was named Cesar Chavez. He gave a voice to the laborers, especially from Mexico, who were doing all the hard labor to pick vegetables and things like that that nobody else wanted to do, at very low cost, and they were actually being exploited. It's almost slave labor for many years. But he actually became a hero, kind of, especially in California and other places where there's a lot of fruit picking and things like that. Kind of a Mahatma Gandhi figure in those areas, a man of the people. And when he was asked, he developed a huge network. Very strong. They actually got a voice, the Great Pickers Union, and got great political power. At some point, there's streets named after him. Once in an interview, he was asked, you know, how did you build this big network? And he said, first I talked to one person, and then I talked to one more person, and... The interviewer said, says, no, how'd you really do it? And he said, then I talked to one more person, then I talked to one more person. And I heard a directive recently about how when you're building networks, which is what we're doing, we should see each person that we interact with as the most important link to the next expansion in our group. No person is insignificant. Everybody has connections with other people. And if we're methodical about reaching out to people and telling our story, I think we should have a story that we tell. And we tell it again and again. Not the facts, but the story behind it. The emotional pull of this whole thing. And keep telling the story to as many people as possible. And then implement, from a list, all these suggestions that we had today, and make incremental improvements every month. We'll feel inspired and we'll see amazing growth in this area. There's nothing to hold us back right now. There's no embargo on paper or, there's no lack of people who could get involved in this project. And it's an idea whose time has come. So it's very opportune time for us to take full advantage of it and give it our full effort to expand the fame of the Bhagavatam all over the world. Heaven knows people really need it. And thank you all for the dedication that you're giving to the Krishna Conscious Movement and very specifically to the Gomatsu Project. It's an unassailable service, and nobody's going to get on your case and say, why did you do that? Why don't you do something else? It's Prabhupada's service. It's what he did specifically, amongst many other things, but that was his core service, is bringing Bhagavatam to the world. So if we take it up as our heart and soul, if nothing else works out, we'll become very dear to Prabhupada, because we did carry it on, and what more could we want in life? Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.